Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. So welcome. Happy Tuesday, Joe. Lance. Yeah. Lance Joseph. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Look, we're gonna have a little fun tonight, giving you a early episode for the ACC preview. Not a whole lot to preview. What we're basically going to do is tell you our brackets. And
cheat. It already started. So
well, I mean, I had Pitt win in this game. It looks like you're going to win this game.
Too.
So 75-69, Pitt right now up with 2:36 left to go. Just to timestamp the episode here. So, what else, Joe? Hold on. Oh yeah, so we're gonna have James on. We're gonna do the buy, sell, or holds. We appreciate everybody going there and giving your buy, sell, or holds. It definitely is getting better. You guys are doing a fantastic job. So we've got enough to actually do a little bit of a lightning round. So we'll do. You know, we usually explain our answers on buy, sell, or hold, but we're gonna do a little lightning round where we just pick one. You know, so that should be fun. What else? Joe, spring football started.
Yep,
that started. So, I mean, it's been a day's worth.
A day or two, something like
day
that.
Or two,
yeah.
I mean, okay. Yeah. 2 days. Has it been 2 days?
Yeah.
They go today.
No, there's not two.
Okay.
I think we learned last year about the expectations, and obviously spring football and first couple of days, they're still in shorts, not even in pads yet. So, with our defensive coordinator, our coaching staff changing. Obviously, we needed a little bit of a change there, and I think with that came a little bit better recruiting as far as coaching goes as well. They're a little bit better known recruiters. So I think in the spring, all you're really looking for is to have your guys kind of get healthy or stay healthy and work on their individual weaknesses to just work on and get better in for the next year and learn the systems. It's going to be a lot of that going on because you do have a brand new defense coming in, and then
learning
not crazy changes with offense, but I mean there's still some change.
We only have like one offensive lineman returning, right? Is that what I saw?
No.
No. How many are returning?
Four.
Four. Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, yeah. Well, we'll keep our eye on that. But if you've listened for any amount of time, you know that like football mode for me doesn't really click until like, I don't know, late August.
No, I mean, I like to see the spring and to see the guys that maybe redshirted or we didn't get to see, or maybe some of the freshmen that are in early, just to see how people look. And, you know, you have the already, you know, that there's competitions going on and stuff, even though it is spring. There are people trying to make a mark because what the depth chart is at the end of spring football usually is what it is going into the summer camp and getting into the season. So you can kind of get a leg up. So
yeah, and they need all the legs up.
Yeah, they can
possible. Yeah. So, anyway, all right, we're gonna get into all that. We're gonna have James Zuba on, but first. Look, new sponsor. We welcome them to the show last time, but we're going to talk about them again here. Simply Safe. Look, with home security, there's two ways you can go and protect in your home. Now, there's actually other ways to protect your home, but how are you even going to know if anybody's trying to get into the home if you're a deep sleeper? I'm sick. I'm just saying, you know, if you don't got a dog that barks, you need something that's going to sound the alarm, right? Well, there's the traditional way. Where you have to wait weeks for a technician to do a messy installation that costs a small fortune, or there's the other way, Simply Safe. SimpliSafe is everything you need in a home security system. It's award-winning protection, two-time winner of the CNET Editor's Choice Award, and SimpliSafe blankets your whole home safety. And they've got the glass break sensors, and they've got the doorbell alert. The glass break sensors, by the way, they put tons of R&D into these things, and they don't just go off if a simple plate breaks or you drop a glass in the house. Like, it detects window breakage, so definitely worth it there. You barely notice it's even there, but what's remarkable is that you can set it up by yourself. Anyone can do it. Anyone. Including me. I picked on Joe last time. I'll pick on myself. Even I could do it. It only takes about 30 minutes, maybe an hour if Joe's doing it. I could probably do it in 20.
Oh, God. Make it a competition. There you go.
An hour tops, even for Joe. And there's absolutely no trade-offs to your safety. You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police at your home at a moment's notice, 24/7. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. That's the best part. No contracts. Look, someone tried roping me into a contract one time. I asked if there was a contract. They said no. I could cancel any time. The dude's hooking it up in my house, and I'm calling the woman at the help desk, and she wants my verification for my credit card and everything. And I said, so how long is the contract for? She says, 5 years. I said, get this guy out of my house before I kill him. So there you go. I didn't go with him. And, I had him pull his wires back through the wall, and I kicked his ass out of the house. So 50 cents a day, no contracts. That's why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security. Go to SimpliSafe.com. That's SimpliSafe.com/team today, and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day free risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go there now, and be sure to go to SimpliSafe.com/team. That's SimpliSafe.com/team. Thank you, SimpliSafe. All right, joining us now is Syracuse Orange basketball beat writer from News Magician and basic bitch with his white claw. and he popped the top. He popped the top.
On cue, man. I'm on cue.
Yes, sir.
That is awesome. And also, he is also the man of many titles. Cuse Militia Facebook top fan, the one, the only, James Zuba. How you doing,
That's
buddy?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm doing well, man. And, you know, for finally, for once, you can represent me the right way. Not a legend, but I am a top fan on Facebook.
I forgot that one. 305 legend.
I'm coming out firing. I'm coming out firing from the hip because last show, you did misrepresent me. You said I went all chalk in my ACC tournament bracket. Oh, that is not true. You think I don't listen to the show when I'm not on, but I listen.
Hey,
I got my bracket pulled up right here. It is not chalk.
I was just testing you out. I was testing you.
For the first round upset, the Pittsburgh Panthers over the Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
Yep.
13-12. I had that upset. That's an upset.
Okay. All right. Other than that.
Well, I did. You know what? I did have Miami over Clemson. That's technically an upset, too.
Okay.
We'll see what happens with that.
All right.
No. And I did have UNC over Syracuse. We'll get to that, though, I assume.
Yeah. We're going to just do our brackets. James, I want your thoughts. Joe and I talked a little bit about it. It's kind of like one of those things. It's like,
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I don't know how much analysis one can put into it, really. It's just kind of a tough draw there. So James did risk his life, though. He traveled on an airplane, I assume. We all hate you with your land shark and your hanging out in Key West after the Miami game.
So good.
So he goes to the Miami game, then he goes to Key West. So But hey, he's back and he's ready to go. So thoughts on the Miami game real quick. You were there. I didn't hear you ask any questions in the presser there. Jim, a little antsy.
Throwing me under the bus. First of all, yes. Risked my life, boots on the ground journalism right here. Had to get down. I told the people I wasn't going down because of the coronavirus. I got whoever believed it, I got you guys because I
you
went
got me.
Down. And,
you got me.
It was fun. It's actually a good trip for me because my mom's from Syracuse, but she lives down in the Keys now. So hence the reason I went out to Key West afterwards. And she actually came up for the game and went to the Miami game, too. So it's cool to have her in the same building in a game that I was covering. But,
oh, that is cool.
Yeah, we can get into the game. But yeah, I actually didn't ask Jim a question. I was going to ask him if he could kind of project out on if Elijah would be good to go this week for the ACC tournament. But just as I was about to ask, he said, okay, and hopped up, and that was that. So I was like, oh, well, there we go.
Yeah, he did.
So, it was a quick presser, and then, everybody was pretty disappointed in the locker room, rightfully so. I don't think, anybody planned to go out on that note. Guys were pretty disappointed, but, you turn the page, and, you're in Greensboro this week, and we'll see what we get.
Nah, and it would have been a much better draw with that W.
Yep. I mean, that's kind of the worst scenario for Syracuse to get that seed, because you get either North Carolina on the other side. If you get through that game, assuming they win, we're recording as of just before game time, so we'll see if they win that game. But presuming North Carolina wins that game and Syracuse gets by, you play Louisville, who beat Syracuse by I think it was either 24 or 26 the other week. So you could have lived with maybe like a Florida State. You played them close on the road. Granted, they didn't have Devin Vassell, so maybe that changes things. But you played them close. You played Duke somewhat close at home. Maybe they're the best matchup of the second round. And then you beat Virginia at their place. So I think you would have rather had any of those guys in the second round as opposed to Louisville. But maybe that's just me. I don't know.
I'm more worried. I'm worried about the UNC game.
Yeah. Well, first things first, you got to get through that game, right?
Right.
Right.
So, all right. Well, let's, James, go ahead. Go ahead with your basic bracket there that you got. You mind?
I got to pull. Are you guys going to go through your picks too? Or
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. So in game one, which just finished as we're recording this at 6:30, what is it? Tuesday night?
Yep.
Lose track of the days.
Yeah. When you party like that.
So Pitt won game one, and I did have that right. So not to toot my own horn, but yeah, I had that right. Second game about to get underway, Virginia Tech, North Carolina. I got Carolina winning that game. I think most people do. As for tomorrow's games, I'll just go through it. I'm not going to give much analysis. We can, do a deeper dive if we want, but I'll just go through it just to get through it quick. I got Miami winning between the Clemson-Miami game. Pittsburgh, NC State, I got NC State advancing. Notre Dame, BC, I got the John Moonies. I got Notre Dame going around too. I actually have North Carolina beating Syracuse. I know people are getting on me for that, saying I'm a disloyal idiot and all that, but I can't unsee that game. I can't unsee that Cole Anthony performance the other week.
Nope.
No way.
That was tough. I got Florida State winning over Miami. I got Duke beating NC State. I got Virginia beating Notre Dame, which I actually wouldn't be surprised if Notre Dame won that game, but I picked Virginia. I got Louisville beating North Carolina. Then I got Florida State Louisville in the championship game, and then I got Florida State winning the whole thing.
Okay. All right. I'll do mine real quick. Mine's a little bit different. I got Pitt over Wake. Okay. Then I've got UNC over Virginia Tech. I got Clemson over Miami. I've got Pitt losing to NC State. I got Notre Dame over Boston College. I also have UNC over Syracuse. Just, I don't know. It's just bad. It's bad. Then I've got the Seminoles over the Tigers. Then I've got Duke over NC State. Mm-hmm. I've got Virginia over Notre Dame. I've got UNC taking on Louisville. That's my upset. Taking out Louisville. UNC over Louisville. Then I've got Duke over Florida State. Because, you know, look, if anyone knows me, I sometimes pick what I don't want to happen just to see if I could equal out the universe. All right. Mm-hmm. Then I've got UVA over UNC. So I got UVA and Duke, and I got Duke winning.
Okay. Joe. What about Lance? What's Lance?
All right.
Lance had a birthday. We didn't even talk about that yet.
No, we didn't. Lance.
Not that exciting.
Should we wait?
What'd you do for your birthday, buddy? What'd you do?
I didn't really do too much.
Yeah, you had.
I hung out.
You had your old lady make you some dinner, right?
Yeah.
How was it? Was it good?
Yes, it was.
What'd you have?
Very good.
Cheerios?
Yeah. It was Brenner.
Brenner. All right, go. You're no fun. Go.
Sorry, man. It really was uneventful. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't do too much. I ate dinner, made sure I got to bed early, got ready for work, considering that it was spring ahead or spring forward or the hell. So
same thing.
Yeah. Anyway. Mine's not too different than yours, John.
Oh, really?
Well, until we get towards the end, okay. I have North Carolina beating Virginia Tech. I have Clemson beating Miami. I actually have Pittsburgh beating NC State.
Wow. Okay.
I have North Carolina beating Syracuse, Notre Dame beating Boston College. Then I have Florida State beating Clemson. I have Duke beating Pittsburgh. I have North Carolina beating Louisville as well. Okay. And I have Notre Dame beating Virginia, and I have a rematch of a Duke North Carolina matchup in the championship with
Greensboro will eat that up.
This is far fetched. It's so far fetched. I know it's crazy, but
Well, who do you got winning?
Duke.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think UNC obviously drew the seed they drew because it's just an unfortunate season for them, all the injuries and everything. And they're back. They're good. I mean, they're good. I don't know what else to say about it.
I think they're good. I just think that having to play the first day and having to win all those games in a row, I think if they would have gotten away from that first day, then maybe they could have pulled. But, I mean, I think I'm looking at the Cinderella, like just what James said, right? Like Greensboro would eat up a Duke North Carolina number three.
Yeah.
And North Carolina should have won the first one, and they were just cold the second one. And how crazy would it be for North Carolina to make that run and them being one game away from getting in that tournament and then Duke just snatching it from them again.
Yeah.
Do you think Cole Anthony could have like a Kemba Walker moment, like five days Big East tournament type thing?
I don't – I mean, there's – probably not too many people in college basketball right now that could, and that he's probably one of them.
Yep. I would agree with that. I don't think we've seen anything like that since Kemba did it, because, like, Syracuse did it in 2006, but it was only four games when Jerry went through.
Yeah.
And I love, by the way, like, the past couple of days, like, they've been showing all, like, the six overtime and the 2006 run as well. Syracuse going nuts on Twitter about it. But, yeah, no, I don't think anybody's done five games in 5 days, and for good reason. Since Kemba did it in 2011.
I don't know the year, but that was amazing. Because they weren't even going to make the tournament unless they won that conference tournament, right? So,
yeah,
That's crazy. I didn't realize that.
Won 11 straight, man. Won a title that year, too. That's great.
Yeah. They just kept on going through the NCAA tournament. Yeah.
What's your quick analysis, James? I mean, we all have Syracuse losing. It's unfortunate. Yep. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer with it or anything, but at some point you got to just be realistic. And
no doubt. I mean, looking at it, we all saw what happened at the Carrier Dome a couple weeks ago, and Cole Anthony came in and, you know, he kind of shot the lights out. He had a really good game. You know, as we've seen with the Syracuse zone, the zone's not good this year, up top or the front line. And, you know, when you look at Garrison Brooks and Armando Bacot, those two guys are still there. And, you know, Barama has played better lately. And I think he held his own somewhat in that game. But the rest of the Syracuse front court didn't have such a great game. So it's hard for me to unsee that performance. And, you know, when UNC was just kind of dicing up the zone like they were, you know, Roy Williams has done that consistently. You know, Syracuse still hasn't beat UNC since the first year in the league. And I just think Roy matches up well against Syracuse. He knows what to do against the 2-3 zone. And more often than not, he wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for
the championship. We know UNC is not a 14 seed based on talent. You know, they lost a lot of games without Cole Anthony. And they lost a lot of really close games on game-winning shots. So they're a lot better than their seed. I think everybody knows that. And it's, you know, if you're on the other side of that, if you're Syracuse, that's the one team that you do not want to match up with amongst the lowest seeds. That's the worst possible draw for any of those teams.
Yeah, it is.
It's for sure Syracuse fans are Virginia Tech fans tonight. And
absolutely.
And, again, anything can happen. Obviously, we can come out and go on fire. They can just be cold, not shoot, like, the three-pointers at the same rate that they did last game, right? Obviously, anything can happen. But when you see – we've seen the way, like you talked about, the 2-3 zone and how it's just not great this year. So there are teams where if they have enough on offense in all the positions to beat us, then they're most likely going to beat us and outscore us. It's just going to be an outscoring match, basically. In North Carolina – doesn't matter the record, that team is like built to beat us. That's like this zone this year. It is. They have the players. And the same thing goes with if we do end up getting past the second round, same thing with Louisville. It's just a bad matchup for our zone. And unless they shoot historically cold and we go off, then it just doesn't look good against those matchups.
Yeah, it's ugly. All right. So look, you guys want to check stock? We could check stock from previous buy seller holds and see how we did real quick. I went through and picked some out as long as I could listen to all of us. Most of these are from the first episode, and then there was a couple random ones. And so let's start here. Are we on board? Ready?
Yeah, I'm on board. I'm on board to see how wrong.
I don't think we have a choice.
You don't have a choice. Actually, that's a great point, Joe. It's a great. last year, Syracuse averaged 69.7 points a game. Will this year's team average more? James bought. Joe held like a weenie. And I bought. So Joe. You didn't make any gains.
Hey, I didn't sell. Come on.
James and I did, though. James and I did.
Oh.
74.
Stock is rigged.
74.1 they're averaging this year so far. So, boom. All right. Here's one. Jalen is the answer at point guard. James held like a weenie. Joe sold, and I held like a weenie. So, Joe. You sold.
Oh.
So Joe back even here. Joe back even. We're all even right now. better with Mark off the bench and Quincy starting. James sold. Joe sold. And I sold. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. So the Orange will finish under 500 in the ACC this year. James sold. Joe held, and I sold. Okay, so
and
what, James?
Was it finish 500 or better?
No, it was finish under 500.
Finish under 500. Well, technically, they didn't finish under 500.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Yeah. So we're good. So Joe loses out on that, and And James and I went out on that too. Okay. All right. So, and then there was one more that I couldn't find, but I remember the question. I remember the question, and let's see if all of you, I remember my answer, and I think I remember Joe's answer, and I think I remember James's answer, but let's see. Buddy Boeheim will make more threes than Jerry McNamara. You remember that one?
And it was for his career, wasn't it?
For the career. Yep. But we're just tracking it as of right now. Okay. So, Buddy currently has 142. Okay. After his sophomore year. You know, any idea how many Jerry had after his sophomore year?
Oh, I know he had 400 in his career. I don't know how many he had after his sophomore year.
Joe, do you have any idea, any guesses? Come on, we're playing games.
202.
Oh. James, take a guess, buddy.
200.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, 190. 190. So, okay. What's that, 48? 48.
Mm-hmm. So, if Syracuse goes to the NIT title game, he got a chance.
He could catch up. So, you're saying there's a chance.
Got some ground to make up.
Yeah, so he's got a lot of ground to make up. Either he needs to get way more efficient, or you know. And by the way, Jerry in his freshman year shot 238 of them, 85 for 238. Buddy 47 for 133. Buddy in his sophomore year 95 for 258, and Jerry in his sophomore year 105 for 270. So,
okay.
That's it. That's it for that. So. Anyways, I guess James, you're just going to have to stick around for two more years to see if that pays off or not.
I guess so. Hey, can I talk about something real quick? I was thinking about something today, and you mentioned Jalen, so I wanted to bring this up before I forget about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was thinking on my flight today, is Syracuse an NCAA tournament team with Jalen Carey and Robert Braswell this year? Oh, man. I don't know if they get there, but it's worth thinking about because – Hughes did get hurt in two games, and, you know, we can always play, like, the what-if game, but, you know, if Syracuse beats NC State and Miami with a little bit more depth in the front court, and I think Jalen could have helped this team a lot as the third guard. You know, I like Howard, and I had a piece about him today, actually, and I really like Bryson as well, but I don't think either of them can give, you know, what Jalen could have on the offensive end, and I think he would have been the best defender, too, out of the guard group. But do we think that Syracuse could have made the tournament with those two guys?
I will say this. Jalen, a little bit more experience, obviously, than Braswell up to this point. Braswell wasn't getting the minutes. I don't see what kind of difference he was going to make. Obviously, he was probably showing something in practice or that injury, and we've never really gotten to see, so we can't even judge it, right? So
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If I had to put it down, lay it down, put money on it, I'd sell on that.
Okay.
I'd sell on it. I mean, you'd almost have, well, I don't know. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there. I'm glad I stopped myself.
makes you think, though. Like, I think they would have ultimately came up a little bit short, but could they have made a difference? Those losses into wins with those guys?
I would buy that. I just think they just didn't have the – you think about the signature wins. You know, you had the UVA one. Yeah. Ended up being a really good win, right? But what else did you have? The other ones were blowouts kind of, except for the Florida State game. You know, I mean, you turn the Notre Dame game loss in the Virginia Tech loss. I mean, in the Florida State game, now we're talking. So, I don't know. Joe, what do you think?
I just didn't see enough from Jalen. I mean, obviously – players get better. Gary got better off as the season went on, but I mean, when Joe took a spot, I don't know. Did Joe take a spot because of the injury, or was he going to take his?
Joe took a spot because he earned it, I think.
I think so too. And I mean, could he have gotten better, and could he have been a guy off the bench and definitely helped us defensively? I think absolutely. And some of the games were fractions of points. I mean, on top of the games that Elijah Hughes, like you talked about, with losing at Clemson by one, and the Notre Dame game by one.
Oh, I forgot about Clemson. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's just so many games. We're basically a bubble team that just didn't have certain games go our way.
Yeah.
And we just weren't ready for Oklahoma State, Georgetown. I feel like if we played them again right now, it'd be a completely different game, but we played them too early and the non-conference, and then again, another thing to talk about is this 20-game ACC. Is it helping? Is it just random that the years that it went up to 20 wins, all of a sudden the ACC's down and we might only get four teams in? I don't know how much it's going to help versus it hurt, and I think it hurt some of the records of these teams that would have, in other instances, had two other most likely W's on their non-conference schedule. So I don't know. That's the first year, so we don't really know what. I was thinking about that today. You don't really know how that's going to affect it, right? Because I read something talking about that someone was saying that Syracuse is on the NIT bubble and that they might not even get in the NIT if they lose the first game.
Jeez,
so,
yeah.
Again, sucks. You just go back and ask.
Yeah.
With the 20-game ACC schedule, is it worth scheduling all of those good non-conference teams? It almost goes back to the non-conference scheduling of football.
Yeah.
Well,
I think like in this year, it definitely hurts the league just because, you know, if this was last year's ACC, it's a different conversation that we're having. But you look at the ACC this year and it's only a four bid league. I mean, the top four seeds in the ACC tournament are going to get in. You know, the only way, you know, the ACC will get a fifth team in is if, you know, like a Notre Dame or let's say like NC State, yeah, if they make it, or maybe like if Clemson goes all the way to the title, you know, but that's, you know, that's a far-fetched scenario. But, you know, barring one of those guys going on a really big run, or, you know, somebody unforeseen just winning the ACC title, the league's only going to get four teams in. So I think it does hurt the league this year.
Yeah, I think it's a terrible idea, especially
for, I mean, what was the, point of it? What for? Is it money? Is it?
Yeah, it's money. What else would it be?
Help to strengthen the schedule?
No.
Because like what James said, I mean, if you have in normal years where you have 7, 8, 9 teams that are NCAA bids, you add two more conference, I mean, then that strength of schedule goes up, and that might help your bubble bid. But, I mean, it didn't help our strength of schedule. Our strength of schedule isn't great.
More TV slots, baby. More money.
Yep, that's it. All right, are we ready? Are we ready to play the most famous game in podcasting? Are we ready?
Ready, baby.
To play buy, sell, or hold with James, Joe, and Sean. All right, this is how it works, folks. This is what we got. This is what we got, okay? You got to buy, you got to sell, you got to hold. You can only use a hold one time in this segment. This segment's three questions. You can only use the sell hold once, but if you do, you're a weenie, okay? So I'm just saying. Have the cajones to come up with a reason.
I think it's cajones.
Cajones, okay? Have the cajones to come up with a buy or a sell. You use the hold. Shame on you. All right, here we go. All right, are we ready?
All right, hold.
Okay. I had that music ready for last time, too, and I forgot to use it. I was so upset after the show. I'm like, damn it! Okay. Here we go. Oh, wait, those aren't it. I was looking at the check and the stock ones. Okay, here we go.
Completely ruined it.
Here we go. Focus, Sean, focus. Okay, Zachary on Facebook says, the three-point... James, I didn't even really start to read the question yet.
No, I thought that's what he said, because there was like three guys on there that just said sell. After all these years of doing buy, sell, hold, guys are still saying buy, sell, or hold.
We know who doesn't listen to the show. Let's just put it that way. Zachary on Facebook. Can I call you Zach? Okay. The three-point shooting comes out of hibernation during the tournament. Buy, sell, or hold. I'm going to give this one to James first.
Oh, man. I was hoping he'd go with Joe. I'm gonna go with sell, just because I think it's going to be a short-lived tournament. I think, you know, UNC is going to come out and, you know, just handle business. So, you know, I mean, hey, unless somebody goes off in that game, Elijah or Buddy or Joe, certainly possible. But I just think it's going to be a short-lived tournament. And because of that, Syracuse isn't going to shoot the ball well, and that's going to be that. So I'm going to go sell.
All right, Joe, Lance Joseph, what do you got?
Sell as well. I mean, it's just, there's no reason for the past month to believe that we're going to come out and change what we're doing right now, especially if it's against the team that we think that we're going to be playing against.
Guys, you have no faith anymore in this team. It's so pathetic. It's so pathetic. I'm going to sell. Because Here's why. I have not seen anything that would indicate to me that this team would all of a sudden start shooting threes, and I have no more reason. And I'm not trying to be negative, but I have no more reason to play the optimistic card. What have you done for me lately? And that is nothing. Because they've been awful. They've been 20% last game. I think they're averaging something like maybe around 25%, something like that, last 12 games. Before mm-hmm. that, I think they were up 36.9%, if I remember right. So, you know, they got hot, and then they did not. So, okay.
Feed Mark.
Feed the beast. All right, let's see. Chris on Facebook, he says, the impact of the 2015-19 scholarship sanctions is behind us, and we can expect our talent pipeline to get more consistent again over the next few seasons, despite, this is it right here, despite Hop's exit. We don't want to hear about, oh, Hopkins was here. Hopkins is not here. Joe. Lance, sorry.
I got to hold this. I'm going to be
Oh my gosh!
I'm going to be the first big weenie.
You're a weenie, bro.
Weenie Hut Jr.
We'll do it. I will do it. I'm sorry. It's just, again, it comes down to that and the fact that, I mean, we are 13 scholarships deep right now with two guys committed to next year. And, I mean, if Elijah goes to the NBA like we think, we still got to make a spot. There's news about graduate transfers coming in. So there's going to be a little bit of shakeup. And I just haven't seen the McDonald All-American caliber guys that Hopkins has gotten to come there. And I don't know if that's a building depth, trying to get experienced guys out there, because we haven't been able to build that depth for years. But right now I'm just going to hold because I haven't seen it quite yet. I mean, I know that Giori Johnson's in the horizon, but
yeah, that's 2 years from now.
Until then, I'm going to have to hold.
Yeah. James.
All right. I'm going to buy the first part and that the sanctions are behind Syracuse.
You can't do that.
What do you mean I can't do that?
I like it. I like the creativity.
He's always working an angle, James. He's always working an angle.
You know what? I'm gonna buy the whole thing solely because you're not letting me, you know, pick and choose and get into semantics here. But I'm gonna buy the whole thing because I think the sanctions are well in the rear view. We haven't seen Syracuse recruit to the level that it's at least been capable of in the recent years, but For different reasons, as you know, Joe mentioned, Dior is already committed, and I think there's going to be more kids coming through the pipeline with Dior's commitment. You know, again, I think the sanctions are well in the rear view. It all sort of does to have you know have depend on what happens with Boeheim here and when he does step away. I think that could be a little bit tricky, but I do think you'll start to see on the whole an increase in talent that's coming through Syracuse.
All right, first lightning round question, okay? This just because whoa. This came up. This it's because
Whoa.
You don't get to skip over the bicycle.
Oh, yeah, okay. No. Okay, my bad. Easy, my bad. Buddy. Okay, I'm sorry. Pump the brakes. I'm sorry.
You pump the brakes, buddy.
I am pumping the brakes. I told myself to pump the brakes, Joe.
Oh,
all right. Okay. I'm gonna buy because I what else do I have to hang on to? Nothing. I've got to hang on.
You
to
just
something.
Like to copy James.
I got that's not true. He's just smart. Great minds think alike. I gotta have something to hang on to.
I wouldn't go that far.
Whoa, is that a backhanded compliment or well, no, I don't know. Wait, is it a backhanded insult? I don't even know what that is.
It's a great compliment. I'm just not choosing to accept it. I wouldn't go that. I'm not that smart.
James,
that
the most humble of sports journalists that I know, definitely.
Refuses. I wouldn't go that far either.
The only thing you're not humble about is being humble. I'm gonna buy because I don't really have too many reasons. Dior Johnson was a good sign, though, and they are bringing some guys in. He said he was going to bring them in. He seems like a committed kid. I mean, I don't know, 2 years down the road, I mean, we know we've all been through the Darius Baisley phase, and we've seen what happens there. It's just, you know, I almost don't want to say anything until I see it, but I'm going to buy. I think that, you know, with the exclusion of, like, next year, because next year's tough, and that's what this other question is going to pertain to, I think, mostly, but you know, I think we're going to see a pickup. I don't know. How can't it? I just want to see a center, damn it. For crying out loud, give me something big. All right, lightning round question before we get into our last one. Real quick, I'll give this one to James first. Syracuse reels in another 22 recruit before they get their first 21 recruit.
Oof.
Matt on Facebook.
Hold.
Oh, my gosh. Joe.
Sell.
You're gonna sell? I'll buy. Okay. Let's see. Last one. From at Tony Staffieri on Twitter. Syracuse won't make the NCAA tournament before Boeheim retires. Have we seen the end of Boeheim in the NCAA tournament, Joe Lance?
No.
You're going to sell?
Yes.
Okay.
No. There's no way.
Okay. No way. Okay, that's it. That's some great analysis by our very own.
It's just, look, Elijah stepped up. He had a great year. Hope he comes back. Fingers crossed. But we had a young team. And, again, we're bringing in a bunch of guys. And I just don't see it. I don't see this team not being able to get into the tournament down the road. I'm sorry. I just don't.
Yeah, I will. I'll sell too, because I mean, when you look at what we've got, you're going to have in 2 years, you figure you got 2 years left, right, guys? Okay. Let's just assume, right? James, you there? James, mm-hmm. James. Okay. I couldn't see you. So you figure you got 2 years left and you got, Buddy as a senior, Joe as a junior, like that's going to be a hot year. You got Quincy's going to be junior that year, right? Too. So yeah, that's going to be a put together team. When this crew grows up a little bit, that's going to be a put together team. They definitely make the tournament then, and coach will definitely be coaching. Sell. James, you.
Sell. And you're going to have Jesse Edwards that year too, man. Jesse's junior year, I think he's going to be really good. Center in the middle, I think he can handle it. Yeah. I would say, look, let's see what happens next year. I mean, I think it's going to be we're way too far away. We still don't know who's coming back, what next year is going to look like.
Right.
But, if things project out and Elijah does leave, then it's looking like another, Syracuse bubble year with the guys that are coming back. But as you mentioned, I think they do have a good nucleus to work with here with a bunch of young guys. You start to add some more talent coming in over the next few years. And, I think Jim Boeheim will get back to the NCAA tournament. I really do. I think he'll get back there.
Yeah. I don't see how not, it's tough right now. And hopes are smashed right now. So what are you going to do?
If we get that graduate transfer from Harvard, then might be a different story.
True that. Yeah. Okay. Who's ready for a lightning round? Who?
Me.
We were doing the lightning round.
Huh?
Wasn't that the lightning round?
No, this is the lightning round.
Oh, he man. Snuck. He I snuck, snuck a one in. Question in.
I
there.
Snuck one in. I snuck one in. I got
trying to confuse us.
Sorry, it just was relevant to the one we were doing, so I figured I'd sneak it in before the last one there. Sorry, James. I didn't mean to confuse you like that. All right, Alex on Facebook. Sorry, Alex on Facebook. Jim Boeheim gets caught on camera picking his nose in the next game played. Joe.
Bye.
Joe buys. James.
Sell.
I'm going to sell. He knows that camera's there now. He doesn't pick his nose anymore. Daryl on Facebook. Syracuse makes the finals of the ACC tournament. James.
Let it go, Daryl.
Joe.
No way.
Yeah, I got to sell. Hard sell on that, Daryl, bro. I love the optimism, buddy, but, Peter. Sell. There is not good enough to win. They are not there. Not good enough to win the NIT. No, Peter. No. And James' response is right to Peter, which is Peter. ... Brian on Facebook says sell. Okay. Don on Facebook says sold. Cuse will win the ACC championship. Okay. Here's one. Joe. Here's a real one. Joe on Facebook. We've seen JG3's ceiling already. It isn't a slump. He's just not as good as we thought he was. I'm going to sell. James.
Yeah, I'm going to sell. I'm going to sell as well.
Yeah, sell.
Okay.
Freshman, man.
Yeah, he's a freshman. He's
a great freshman. I mean, if you look at it, Joe played way better on the whole. I know how he's played recently, but on the whole of his freshman season, he played way better than what you could realistically expect, I think.
I thought he exceeded my expectations personally, and I know, Joe, he probably exceeded yours.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was going to get redshirted in the beginning. Yeah. I didn't look at him as a point guard at all. I figured he was a shooting guard, and we have Buddy, we have Carey. I thought, with Hughes, I just didn't see him getting a lot of playing time at all, and I expected more from Gedeon, too. I expected him to be ahead of him as well. So, yeah, Gerard, for what he did, I didn't see it coming, that's for sure.
All right, two more lightning round questions. Here we go. Hughes from Greg on Facebook. Hughes tests the waters but doesn't sign and returns for one more year. Joe.
So.
What took you so long? James.
So.
I'm going to sell on that, man. He's gone. Consider him gone. Just get ready. One more. Syracuse loses their first game by 10+. And this is Dominic on Facebook, and he just says, I'm selling, but this is a fun topic he wants to hear us talk about. I don't know how much I can add to that, but I would say Syracuse loses their first game by 10+. I got to be realistic, right?
You don't have to be. You can answer any way you want, buddy.
I'm going to buy. James.
I'm going to buy as well because North Carolina beat Syracuse by 13 a couple weeks ago, and that was at the Carrier Dome. So now imagine what happens in Greensboro in the All-Carolina Conference. It's going to be a home game. Syracuse is virtually going to be on the road tomorrow, so I'm going to go buy.
And 0-2 in neutral locations.
0-3 now.
0-3. 0-3. You're right. Yeah.
Yep.
So, Joe. What did you say? Did you just cuss?
What if it's Virginia Tech, Phil? There's a conversation to be had about that.
That's true.
I mean, if it's North Carolina, yeah, I guess that's really what it comes down to.
Let's just say first game.
But either way, this is like their last. It would be so sad to see them go out and lose by a plus 10 the way that some of this, you know, the year went and how close we were in some of the games to just go out and just lay an egg in the ACC tournament and not even. I mean, I'd love to see them, no matter what, come out, win that first game and go give Louisville just a hell of a fight. You know, that's how I want to see them go out. And then see what happens in the NIT, let them gain experience, get them a little bit better playing against some good teams. But I don't want to see them go out double digits like that. Well,
I don't either. What do you think? He refuses to answer the question, folks.
Answer the question until I know who wins North Carolina Virginia Tech.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a cop-out, Joe.
That's what I do.
Dude. That's what I do. What is that? That's what I do.
I'm saying.
Joe.
I can't answer.
That's my MO, baby. That's what
I do. He's really not going to answer, guys. Okay. All right. Fine.
I'll hold.
I'll hold that's again. Hold. That's like three holds for Joe. Why do we even bother playing?
That's a lie. Hold. That's a lie. That's a one hold in the normal game, one hold in the lightning round.
Get off the fence, Joe. Get off the fence.
Oh, my gosh. That's so sad to me, Joe, that you just can't give anything better than that. That's okay. You're just disappointing everybody listening right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, sell.
Sell? He's going to sell? Really? Are you serious? All right. Good enough. All right. Sell. Okay. So... That's all I got. James, you did that on purpose, so I have to bleep that out. Thanks.
Yep.
A lot. You're just creating more work for me. All right. James. Hello? James, where'd he go? He's there. I'm sorry. I got this small little box. I can't see you right now unless you're talking. So, anyway, any final thoughts on the ACC tournament, James? While we...
Not really, but if I have to add, can we get this thing out of Greensboro? I mean, I don't want to sound like Boeheim here, but I think it would be great. You know, I think it should be in a bigger market now at this stage. You know, you've got the whole Atlantic Coast literally to work with, and I think it'd be better in D.C., you know, New York and the like. And, you know, I mean, even if they wanted to rotate it on a yearly basis, I think that would be great. But Charlotte was great last year. It was good in New York, even though they still have a little bit of branding things to work out with. We're going to get D.C. here coming up and then back in New York, which is great. But, man, it does feel like a disservice to kind of have it in Greensboro. I know, like, the conference is there and Carolina's there and all that, but it would be cool to see it, you know, rotate into some bigger cities like it has been, New York and D.C., even Charlotte's been.
Yeah, sure. I think Charlotte's fair enough. There was a proposal here in Virginia Beach to build a sports venue, and they were going to do it if they could get the ACC tournament here. Or they were going to have the ACC tournament here if they got it built, but it was going to be taxpayer funded and it got voted down, which I agree with. That's stupid. So, there's plenty of other places to go. I mean, Charlotte I thought was a good spot. It's a, you know, like you said, DC would be good. I mean, I don't know. There's plenty of big places to go. I mean, you wouldn't go as far north as New York City, though, right? I mean,
I don't know. It's been 2017, 2018. It's been here, and it's going to be here in, I think, 2023 as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think Syracuse, Boston College.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get MSG. The Big East is, I think that contract's into like 2040 something. So you're not going to get MSG. But, you know, I think Barclays is a good location. It was a pretty good tournament when it's been here. And, you know, crowd was big and that sort of thing. So, but yeah. Maybe I'm just a biased Northeastern guy. I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, if they beat Louisville, I'm going Friday night.
If they beat Louisville, he's going to go, folks. Boy, he's really going out on a limb there, isn't he?
I can't go to Greensboro. I got to work. I can't go to Greensboro. That's an hour and a half away for a 9:30 game.
Okay. All right.
Can't do that.
I could barely get to the end of a 9:30 game. So, but I will.
Yeah.
I will.
I'm sure you'll be in your rocking chair and your PJs.
I'll be in my bed old watching man. That. I know, dude. It's so sad. Look, James, I got to say, man, my face hurts from smiling, okay, first of all. And we just love having you on. At least I do. I don't think Joe does, but I do. And that's all that matters.
I do. Thanks for speaking for me.
Again!
Joe's on hold with having me on. He's not sure. He's on hold with having me on the show.
still on the fence.
He's not buying or selling. He's still on hold.
No, James, for real, man. It is a freaking delight. We love you, dude. We love all your stuff. Go hit James up on Twitter and check his stuff out on noonsmagician.com. So, I guess, thank you, Simply Safe. Thank you to all of you who participated in the fan feedback. We appreciate that. Or the buy-seller holds. Thanks, everybody, listening. For tonight, for James and Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.